Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
The crowd goes wild with joy at the mere mention of my name. This is the Mark Unger Show, the show that is all about things concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, the one, the only, Mark Unger.
Right now, I feel sorry for you.
Joined, as always, by the lovely and charming Diane Brierley.
He's completely lost his mind.
And joining us this week, unlike last week, the incredible, amazing Ross Allen Skorzewski.
Please let me in.
The show is engineered by Timothy Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, trying to stay awake during this really boring program. I am, again, Mark Unger, here to answer your marital challenges, your relational conundrums, your dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. Here's the way the game is played, boys and girls. You get to remain totally anonymous. In exchange, we are brutally honest with our responses. We don't know who you are. All right, take comfort in that. Here's a way for you to float something where people can just go off and you can hear what we have to think. So, if you're very, very, very gentle in your emotions, don't email the show because we are not gentle in our responses. I am, as I said, Mark Unger. I'm a relationship speaker. If you're new to this program, I travel the world doing a seminar called Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage. It is a hilarious seminar, but filled with truth on helping couples to succeed in their marriages. Also have a book by the same name, Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage. I'm also a pastor, so a lot of what you hear here is from a Christian worldview, though you need not be a Christian to participate in the game. In fact, it's the non-Christians that we're probably nicer to because it's the Christians that make me mad when they act like idiots.
That's true.
When they should know better. It's like when you have your own children, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
No, you put up with nonsense from other kids.
Oh, I put up with a lot more from other kids than I do from my own.
That's why you'll hear me go psycho.
Because they're not my kids?
Yep, on people. So anyway, we are coming to you from the exact center of the galactic universe, the beginning of all things, right here in the middle of the world, Green Bay, Wisconsin, where all things are glorious at all times. Well,
at least in your delusional mind, they are.
We just had a major spring snow, first part of spring, first
we
day
made
of spring
with it.
Mm-hmm. Major, massive
spring
snowstorm
and snowstorm do not go together. I hate to tell you,
it's kind of icky.
It is Wisconsin though, so anything's possible.
So, Lady Brierley was stuck in our house for days. She finally left. You could tell when she left because suddenly you heard this break out across the land.
Let the joyous news be spread. Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch, at last, is dead.
Thank you. Thank you. Ding dong, the witch is
Isn't
dead.
Isn't that terrible?
Ding dong, wicked witch is dead.
Little Harry Connick Jr. in the morning. She's not a witch. She's an angel. We love her.
That's probably what you would have been saying if I tried to get home in that weather. Good heavens.
Get out of my house.
Get out.
That was great. All right, what do you got today?
It's an article from Fox News. They ask the question, do wedding-themed reality shows make a mockery of marriage? And I did not realize until I read this article how many wedding shows there are on TV, because I don't watch a lot of cable TV or
I'm only
any
aware of
that.
Of two of them. One's Bridezilla's.
Bridezilla's is one. There's one called Wedding Wars. There's one called Bridalplasty. There's one called Shedding for the Wedding.
It's about weight, huh?
That's about weight. The bridoplasty one is about having plastic surgery so sure. you look great for your wedding. The shedding for the wedding
are
is one.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
They're getting all plastic up
mm-hmm.
for the... Oh, that's mm-hmm. kind of weird.
Yeah, the wedding wars, they're competing to have a dream wedding, you know, who's going to pop for all the money. But they're shedding for the wedding about the couple getting in shape and losing the weight. There's one called Bulging Brides.
Yeah.
The tagline for it is, here comes the bride Sorry. All dressed and wide. And there's another one they mentioned called Buff Brides. See, I've never heard of, I know Bridezillas, and I know
Buff
Say
Brides?
Yes.
Yeah. What's that about?
Buff Brides is on
Muscular
Fit TVs. It says many brides desire for a full body and lifestyle makeover prior to their wedding day. So they guess they get all buffed and toned and they train and tone and all of that, apparently. I know Say Yes to the Dress and I
That's
know Bridezillas.
Scary.
I've seen Say, you know, Yes to the, that is a miserable show.
The people on there are ridiculous.
Absolutely.
I have watched that show, but I didn't know there were so many. But anyway.
What show is it ridiculous?
Say Yes, to,
say
the
yes
dress,
to the Dress.
When these chicks are going to find the perfect wedding dress.
Oh, yeah, that's the other one that I was aware of.
And spending like $10,000. There's only two that's, I knew, the Bridezillas yeah. and that one. But I guess there's a bunch of them. So they're asking this question about if these all of these shows make a mockery of marriage.
It says but with, Buff Bride sounds like muscle chicks.
Yeah, that they get them all pumped and toned and looking great.
We're here
for
to
the,
pump you up
apparently.
Before you walk down the aisle.
Yeah, I
Good
guess so.
Grief.
See, I do.
I do, so you look the best you can.
So here comes the bride down the aisle.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She flexes.
I swear I will not kill anyone.
That would be a little scary, man.
They ask the question, are all of these shows which emphasize the superficial aspects of weddings contributing to the demise of marriage in America?
Of course. Everything that yes. Hollywood does contributes to the demise of marriage and families in America.
They say all this wedding hype can trigger women to go too far and take unhealthy, drastic measures to slim down and the joy of spending your life with that one special person. Ha ha ha. Did you hear that?
Uh-huh.
He's totally lost. Spending your life with that one special person.
Mm-hmm.
Any woman feeling pressure to look a certain way for her wedding day only has to turn on the television set to be inundated with images of women trying to make unrealistic changes to her appearance before they walk down the aisle. They say the danger of all these reality
shows. What is it with women, man? There's something yeah. wrong with these people. Ross, can you imagine a guy show
no.
where we...
But some of them do have the guys
really
on.
Really struggle with our waistlines.
No.
Like the shedding for the wedding.
Just,
that's
my
couples.
My hair is just... It's just not the way it... It should be. And you can see a bunch of men all sitting around looking at magazines on how to look the best on their wedding day.
No.
Good grief. Man,
no,
a man
Except
show
Ross
would be more
would
about.
Do that.
Shut up.
Ross would go to the.
That's a man show right there.
I took Mark to go look at the tuxes.
Room.
And he dreaded it. He's like, well, don't take Debbie. Because I want you, you're a man. You're going to be wearing one of them. I perked
up. Oh, he doesn't care.
Perfect ascots, the long tails. It was awesome. Had the Superman curl coming down the forehead.
Your wedding pictures are pretty funny, Ross.
Thanks,
I will say.
It.
Oh, man, I don't know
this,
about that stuff.
They say that the danger of all these reality shows is that they reinforce the message that if you aren't perfect at the wedding and the wedding isn't perfect and you aren't good enough, that these shows then damage average American men and women by brainwashing them into believing that fulfillment can only be attained via the perfect wedding. And it's not just their bodies they scrutinize. Couples who can't often afford to pay for a lavish ceremony are also shown constant images that suggest that without a big budget, their wedding simply won't measure up. When it comes to
I would love someone to do a study.
I know, I would love that too.
I theorize that the more you spend on your wedding, the more miserable you'll be after you get married.
Mm-hmm.
That's my theory.
Yeah, I would like to see how that would play
especially
out.
Especially as a couple but that's getting married has to pay for it.
I'll bet you, yeah, if your dad pays for it, you don't care. I'm talking about if you went for it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if your dad paid for it, you insisted and
it's
demanded
all this
the
stuff.
More emphasis you make in that day... Maybe you need to say it like that. The more emphasis you make on about the details of that day, the more miserable you'll be. And who are these guys? You know, we're picking on women. How stupid are these men? Have you seen these bridezillas and these? How psycho crazy these
yes.
women get?
Yes.
You mean to tell me someone is actually wanting to marry this witch?
Apparently so. And then they wonder
yeah.
why.
Especially some of the ones
they
like on
trouble?
Say Yes to the Dress when the girl wants to. Like the $25,000
yeah.
dress and the dad sitting there. You
Going,
know.
No way, man.
Yeah.
Get back, witch!
Mortgage your house
yeah.
so I can wear a pretty dress,
in.
Daddy.
Yes.
Seriously.
Good grief. That's just crazy.
Girl, we know witch is dead.
the world would marry these women? You always, I mean, when you have a woman who's that psycho crazy, dude, would you not run from the for the door?
You would think.
What's with these guys?
Well, you always talk about how you need to measure how people react to things. What a perfect scenario to measure reaction than if this crazy if, wedding
if,
business.
If the bride-to-be is going psycho nuts and going like a cat.
Run.
Man, I'd hop on a plane to Bermuda.
And this is just over a wedding.
Get the heck
what are
away
you
going
to do oh, when it's yeah. something more serious in life? They conclude the article by saying, when it comes to modern marriages, people forget that it's not about the wedding ceremony or that one day. It's about the rest of your lives together. This is forgotten when there is so much emphasis being put on this one day. Marriage is not about the venue, the perfect dress, or the size of one's budget, but the promise made between husband and wife in the presence of God. It's about the promise.
Indeed.
And the vows. It's not
about... in the presence of God?
That's what it said. The last sentence on the second page.
On
see?
Fox News, huh?
Yeah. But the promise made between husband and wife in the presence of God.
Wow.
That was a pastor and pop culture expert
Holly
that said
McKay.
That.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's quoting a
she's
pastor.
Quoting,
that's
yeah,
got,
she's
got,
quoting
got,
a
got.
Pastor.
Absolutely. I don't know. I think these people are crazy. Just
they make
absolutely
such a big
crazy.
Deal out of it.
And everybody goes nuts and they're all screaming at each other. And the mothers and the daughters are at war with each other.
It's awful.
Over every little thing. And I'm thinking, these guys, you're going to marry this?
Mm-hmm.
Are you out of your mind?
I think that some of them are out of their minds.
Goodness gracious. Anyway, okay, what do you got?
Okay, first email says, I have a question. My wife and I sort of got into it last night about a shirt that she wore to work. I know it sounds crazy. I will attempt to explain. She got a boob job about a year ago and has become instantly endowed.
Boobies.
Uh-huh. He says, I am not a jealous person, and even she says that I'm not. She goes to the beach with our kids a lot by herself, and I know guys will stare at her in town. She's a beautiful girl. She actually cleans homes for a living and wore a low-cut V-neck shirt. The wife left, and the husband came home for lunch, and they just small-talked for about 20 minutes about cars. Typically, he is in and out. I had mentioned that if I were a guy, I would talk to you about cars wearing that shirt, too.
No, you lost me. Some guy came over to their house?
She's a house cleaner. So she goes to people's houses and cleans.
And the guy stuck
and the
around
guy that
to discuss.
Owned
the
house
yeah.
was there.
With Booby Girl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, heck.
Yeah.
I just happened to stick around here to.
Well,
I just wanted to discuss
he just
cars. And
to come home.
It's really hot in here. I had to take my pants off if you don't mind. It's a little warm.
Right.
Hope you don't mind me doing that in front of you.
So the wife left, and that husband just happened to come home at lunch. So anyway.
It just happened.
Happened. Just happened.
Well,
too.
He might have just happened to, but you walk in the house
yes.
and you got this drop dead gorgeous babe yes. with huge boobs. Yeah.
So when he said something to his booby wife about this, the wife said that he was being rude, and she got upset saying that I was telling her that she can't speak to him or wear that shirt and that I was trying to control her. I told her that was not the
blah,
case.
Blah, 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 blah. What is it with you people? We just had this yesterday.
Uh-huh.
A woman writing, well, I don't want my husband to do this thing, and I think it's inappropriate. Now we got a guy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want my wife to show her boobies to men, and she's kind of mad at me and kind of bothered. Man, if my wife's walking around showing her hooters off to people,
not
I would
cool.
say no.
Mm-hmm.
Don't dress like that. You're the one who wanted the big boobs. Cover them up.
She knows what she's doing with those big boobs, yep. too.
Sure
I
she
promise
does.
You.
They know men are talking at them.
Yep. Yep.
He says that she is too naive and trusting, and she thinks I'm too suspicious.
No, she just
not.
Likes the attention.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, she just paid
that's why
for
she
him.
Got the
she
booby
might as well
job.
Show him off. Apparently, she wants to.
But part of this is on you, dude. What yes. do you think she was doing when she got a boob job? How big a boobs did she get?
I didn't ask that.
Well, she comes around the corner and it takes her 20 minutes before she gets around the corner.
Did she go from a B to a double D?
He said instantly endowed, so they must be pretty
must be.
Big. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not against big boobs. But for heaven's sake,
small boobs either.
I just don't want to see them all.
No, nobody else wants to see them. And she's got to know
this,
that guys are looking
at
them. At
my church, you've heard me talk about this. Women come into church and their boobs are hanging out all over the place. I say, listen, we get it. You're blessed. Cut us some slack. We're here to worship God. I said, they're gawk at your cleavage.
Cleavage.
These women coming up to you, introduce yourselves, and you finally say, oh, what are your names? I mean, what's your name?
Yep.
Good grief, all they are just walking boobs.
And nobody will ever tell me that these women don't know what they're doing. I will never, ever, ever buy that line of reasoning because they do know what they're doing.
But you know what? I can think of one lady in particular, pretty well endowed. When she first came to church, it was just booby time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just all over the place, just dressing, you know, and as she's really grown in her faith.
Well,
you don't see that anymore. No. She covers it up.
Because you come to realize it's wrong. They all know what they're doing, but some of them just don't understand and think that it's wrong. They know what they're doing, but when you come to realize it's wrong and you don't do that to guys, and it's what a slam to your husband. I mean, if I went out and put my hoochies out there to other guys, what?
Hoochies!
That's bad.
I'd be like,
I would
so
feel
do twins
so
run in the family?
I think that's a terrible slam to your husband to
do
that.
It's horrible when you're trying to worship God and run the church
especially
and you
church.
Come home and the only thing you can say to your wife is,
guess how many boobs I saw today.
Yeah.
Yes.
For heaven's
it's
sakes.
It's a bit ridiculous. No, dude, you are not being over-suspicious.
All you guys, men and women, you are there, your spouse is there to help you become aware of when the lines are crossed. You know, this girl yesterday, you know, my husband doing this thing with this woman or whatever, and it bothers me, and he says it doesn't matter, you know. It doesn't matter. You're there to call the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Same with you guys. You're there to call the line on your wife. If she starts stepping over the line, that's why the spouse is there. You're supposed to be there to help one another.
Yes.
Keep each other in line.
You don't have to listen to everybody else under the sun.
No,
but you need to listen to your spouse.
And you don't need to explain yourself ad nauseum. Well, that's I just really feel that this really doesn't... Good grief. Tell you, my wife hanging her noochies out for everybody or doing something that someone else, you know, like hanging with some guy I don't want her to hang with.
There's
discussion,
no
man. Just stop it. Or if I'm doing something and I'm starstruck by some eyeball flashing girl with big hoochie coochies and my wife sees something me crossing the line I'm not even aware of, she'll say, stop it.
Yep.
But you always...
She doesn't have to explain herself to me, and I don't have to explain myself to her. That's what you're there for. You're supposed to...
But they always go to this, you're trying to control me.
Oh,
you're being too controlling.
No,
I'm just telling you.
I'm telling you.
That's just where they go all the time.
Just say to each other, this is not about control. It's about showing you where the lines are.
Yep.
We're here to help each other do life together, and I'm telling you where the line is.
Yep. And if you'd rather show your boobies to all of the other men of the world, then go live someplace else and do that.
I would tell them, don't ever wear that again.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't discuss anything. If she does, you know, then there's hell to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Does she want to ruin her marriage over it? Mm-hmm. I'd move out. She said, listen, when you want to quit insulting, because that's insulting to me as your husband.
It is.
When you want to quit insulting me, let me know and I'll come home.
Right.
I'm telling you people, you know,
insulting.
You guys have got to draw the line in the sand. I'm not saying divorce. I'm saying separate. That's the power of separation. You force issues. So she would rather ruin her marriage so she can walk around with her boobies hanging out?
Well, and if he was uncomfortable with it, I would guess that it must have been way over the line because most guys are not going to say, oh, no, honey, that's not... I mean, my husband's a terrible judge. Right. I cannot ask him, not that I wear anything too short now, but years past, is this too short? Because it was never too short to him. You know, I can't trust him. Is this too low cut?
No, it's fine. But again, he's your husband and he should be able to know the lines are and stuff and bounce that off each other.
His line is a lot lower than mine, I'll tell you.
Well, then fine. So be it. Then you don't have to worry about it.
But that's what I'm saying. If he was uncomfortable with it, then it must have been pretty excessive because most guys...
I don't know. A lot of guys are paranoid. But it doesn't even have to be low cut. I mean, some of you girls, seriously, how dumb can you be? I mean, they wear these really ultra thin bras.
Oh, yeah.
With these, you know, super thin sweaters.
Yeah. You can see it all,
and it's like,
girls.
You know, headlights on a diesel truck walking around.
You can
see
it all.
All you can see is nipple, 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 nipple.
It's cold in here.
And you know what?
They do that a lot on movies and on TV. Do you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you notice that. Why am I asking you?
Here's the thing. What women do, I don't know if they understand it or not, but when a woman walks in a room like that, all a guy hears in his head is a ringing sound.
Yeah. He's not interested in how smart you are. Yeah.
Oh, every
He's
guy
not
in the
interested
room is just saying,
what
nipple,
a good
nipple,
person
nipple,
you
nipple,
are.
Nipple, 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 nipple.
Yes.
And all the women go, oh, you're so perverted. Why has it always got to be like that? Why you always got to look
at him? Don't be doing that. Don't be dressing that way.
No,
and
no.
Look, you can't control what other people do. But with my wife.
You can lay the lines
with
down.
With your husband. You know, you might see someone else's husband acting inappropriate towards women. You can't control him. No. You can certainly control your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And if they say, well, you're trying to control me, say, yeah, so I am.
Yep, I'm trying to control you from...
Why is control a filthy word?
It shouldn't be.
Why is control? You need control. Yes. Susie, obviously you can't control yourself.
Yep.
Or Bob, you can't control yourself.
Trying to control our marriage from derailing.
I'm trying to control our marriage, yeah.
Because he's home from work talking about cars with your boobies hanging out. Yeah, like, that's not a problem.
And it's our marriage. People want to just live like single people.
They do.
You can't tell me what to do? Really?
That's not what being married is about.
Good grief. I wouldn't put up with it.
No. Okay. Did we take a break?
Did we take a break? We didn't take a break.
No, we did not.
No, we did not.
I never shut up. Let's take a break, and then we'll come back right after this.
Finally, marriage advice that's direct, honest, and to the point. This is The Mark Gunger Show on markgunger.com. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com. One hour a day of Mark, not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
And even verse-by-verse Bible studies. All with Mark Gunger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin.
It's the song for people suffering with psoriasis. Right here on the Mark Gunger Show. Where we answer your...
I just shake my head and smile at you.
Your marital and relational challenges that you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com.
Okay, we have a little follow-up from an email from last week. Remember the lady whose husband was volunteering at church all of the time and spending way too many hours there and didn't have the energy when he got home, and you told them to find a different church?
Yep.
Remember that?
I do.
She wrote back and she said, if my husband won't change churches, do I need to go to another church on my own? And I asked her, is that what he's saying, that he won't change churches? And she said, yep, he likes it and he does not want to look for another church. So should she be going to another church without him?
I don't know.
That is such a bizarre thing because that happens even at our church where people attend different churches.
Husband
goes one place, wife goes another place. It's
because
so
they don't like each other's churches? Is that why they do it?
Yeah. It's
They don't like the pastor
like the
at our church or what?
Here. I don't feel it's deep enough. I'm not getting spiritually fed.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's a good – you're just saying you guys are having this problem where he's working you to death. Go to a different church. Now, if he refuses to go to a different church, then I don't know. What do you do?
I don't know. Well, apparently church and where he goes and how much time he puts is the priority above his wife, which doesn't speak very highly of the situation.
And did she ever talk to the church about this? And they said, yeah, the it was good. And then he needs to also be part of a life
other
group.
Things. And then he said that he's been trying to, for 6 months, get out of something. Apparently, they haven't found the replacements for him to get out of what he wants to get out of. So I find that hard to believe because she said it was several thousand people that they just really are hanging it all on this one guy.
Look, ma'am, I don't know this lady's life. I don't know what's going on. If it's destroying your marriage, then you force the issue.
Yeah.
Forget going to a different church. I'd move out.
If it's that bad.
Look, I know you people don't like, a lot of people just freak out when I talk about separation. But if it's something that is destroying and sucking the life out of your marriage, you need to separate. It is what forces the issue to get healed. If you keep letting, and here's the crazy thing about it. These women, particularly women, they won't do it. I can't support. I can't separate. I can't do it. What about this? What about that? But then they, marriage keeps dying until they finally die, and then they move out anyway. And then when they do it, then, and the guy comes rushing back, I'll change now.
Right.
What do they say?
Too late.
Too late. I don't care. Yeah.
All done.
Give a damn is busted.
99% of the women who do this, they only separate when they don't care anymore.
Well, maybe they should go in together and talk to somebody, one of the pastors or somebody on staff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Talk to your family. Talk to your parents.
Exactly.
Parents.
Talk about the
somebody else's opinion.
But didn't nobody know about this or?
We didn't get that far into the conversation.
I can't remember. Most people, they have terrible things in their life. Nobody knows. If it's really that bad, people, listen, all you people. I don't care what your issues. I don't care if the barometric pressure is too high and the wind's blowing out of the south and the world's coming to an end for you. If it's bad enough, you go and you force the issue and you go to counseling and you talk about it with your family and your friends.
Talk to people about it.
And everybody knows about it. You people sit around and nobody knows your issues and you're going to sneak in an email to Mark Gunger who still doesn't know who you are. And I don't know. I don't want to do it. I'm just so miserable.
I'm like, what do your parents say? What do your in-laws say? What do your friends?
But what do they expect me to say?
No, I know.
They want me to sprinkle pixie dust over their brains.
Oh, yeah.
We and I have a magic formula.
Magic marriage pixie dust.
And you want to argue about what's right? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff. There is no right or wrong about it. It's just, is this killing your marriage? Yeah. If it's not, then shut up and adjust. If it is killing your marriage, whatever he's doing, move out. It will force the issue to get a resolution.
Something will happen one way or another.
Well, they'll wait till the war comes to an end and they'll finally move out for 3 minutes and he'll cry and then he'll come running back and then they'll stay there for another 10 years with a horrible thing because they don't want to do it over and over again.
Yeah.
They got this cycle problem. Oh, it's a cycle. Why do I got to keep doing it over and over again?
Good grief.
I had to eat yesterday. Why do I have to eat again today? I pooped yesterday. Why do I have to poop again today? I cleaned last week. Why do I have to clean? Sometimes you just got to keep doing it over and over again. You force the issue till you make it work. We'll be back right after this.
Lap Your Way presents Mark Gunger's Butt Kicking Woman Conference. Find out what it takes to be a strong, confident, and respectful woman at the second Butt Kicking Woman's Conference, May 20th and 21st at Celebration Church in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is not your typical woman's conference and will be unlike anything you've ever attended before. This life-changing weekend will feature nationally renowned speakers Mark Gunger, Lakita Garth, and Carrie Pomeroy. Join us and learn how to be the kind of woman that knows who she is, what she believes, and won't let the devil or anyone else kick her around. For more information, log on to www.buttkickingwoman.com.
Are you tired of wasting your time and money on marriage counseling that works temporarily but leaves you worse off than before? My name is Larry Bellotta, and I know what it's like to endure a miserable marriage because I've been there. I lived 27 years in a marriage made in hell, but in the 28th year, I fell in love with my wife, and today we're continuously married, 34 years happier than ever. Over the years of working with couples, I found that one thing holds them back from the marriage they really want, resentment. It's true. If you don't feel good, you won't do good. How many people in miserable marriages can do something positive when they feel angry inside? And it's in struggling marriages that you miss that intimacy, that closeness and connection that you used to have. It's time you tried something that really works when counseling won't. And that something is called the Fulfilled Couple Program. You're going to learn how to eliminate your negative feelings in 60 seconds so you no longer have to get angry, no longer have to get critical of one another. And that's why this program has an 88% success rate. Go to fulfilledcouple.com/Mark to learn more. That's fulfilledcouple.com/Mark and get ready to fall in love again.
Powerful man. I have much great power in my arms when I get up to dance.
I had to shake it, man.
And you were.
You were grooving.
It was like a 7.0 on the Richter scale. Mark dancing. Yeah.
Just a little.
You're listening to Just a Little Bit of Sense here on the Mark Gunger Show. We don't have a great amount of sense, but just a little bit.
Speak for yourself.
Hey.
Next email says, my wife and my father are at serious odds with one another.
Uh-oh. My wife?
And his father. Ah. So it's the wife and the father-in-law.
Oh, got it. So It's an in-law thing.
Yes, in-law. Do you have your in-law?
I need some in-law music. Here's some in-law
music. Not mother-in-law.
Music.
This is father-in-law.
That's mother-in-law sound, though, huh?
It's the mother-in-law sound, yeah.
I don't know. Just in-laws in general. Well, here's a general in-law sound. So just, we'll go with this.
There you go.
I thought it was the continuing saga music.
No, that's not the continuing saga. This is the Imperial March. Darth Vader is.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. While he may be right at times giving his godly counsel, he has a real way of getting under my wife's skin. Usually it is about some...
godly counsel. So he's irritating people for Jesus.
But yes, with his godly
Hallelujah.
Counsel.
Hallelujah. All right.
Usually it has something to do with the kids, like what they're eating or having for lunch or something like that, and it has occurred when I am not around. I have confronted him about this, and we have locked horns. I know he sees no problem with this. We grew up in two different environments. My father, very controlling, and in her family, her mother was in charge, not the dad. I have issues with her mother as well, but heck, I can be around her, and it's not an issue. I figure she's just nuts anyway. So, we are currently living away from my parents, but we'll be visiting at some point. It would be nice for the two of them not to be awkward around one another. I know that neither her mom nor my dad will change. At this juncture, living away from both sets of parents seems to be the only solution. Help.
Help!
Move
Obi-Wan
away
Kenobi.
From all of the in-laws.
You're my only hope. Obi-Wan Kenobi, help me. You're my only hope.
Just relax, for heaven's sakes. So you got a cycle.
Dad gives his advice.
So what? And your wife goes crazy. Just tell
I
her
would
to
just
stop.
Say, thanks for thanks.
Play the show for her. Stop it, girl. For heaven's sakes. And obviously they're not seeing him all the time.
No.
Oh, you get all psycho crazy because your in-law says something. You need a swirly. Every time your father-in-law irritates you and you get upset, go stick your head in the toilet and flush. It'll eventually break. So who cares what he
I've
says?
I've gotten lots of uninvited advice.
Who cares?
They're going to go away, visit, go away, and you do your own thing
so
with
you go
your
up there,
kids.
And the whole time you're there, your in-laws say, you suck, 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 everything about you suck, 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 you suck, you suck, you suck. Just smile and then leave and say, thank God.
They're crazy.
Thank God I'm away from those people.
I mean, if you lived across the street like Everybody Loves Raymond, that's a whole other matter. But if it's occasional visits.
If they're over every day doing this, absolutely. Just relax. Seriously, you people. You don't know why people are so just miserable. Nice. So many people need to be medicated.
Yeah. There's lots of things with my family that I see on infrequent occasions that I just smile and I have fun and they're gone in 2 hours and I'm just glad it's going to be another month or so before I have to see them all again.
How about the scripture that says, be kind to those who despitefully use you?
Yes.
All right, just relax. So the guy's a psycho crazy guy. The good news is you just have to put up with it for, a few hours?
Yeah. Well, you just feed the kids what dad says to feed them, and when you get home, feed them what you
want.
Yeah,
what do you care? If I go somewhere and everybody thinks everybody should only eat bean sprouts, what do? You eat the bean sprouts, get the heck out of there, and stop by McDonald's on the way home.
Especially when my kids were all real small.
You know,
lots
life isn't
of
hard enough.
Advice.
Life does, apparently for this lady, life isn't hard enough for her. That she's got to come unglued because of her father-in-law.
Well, and if it was just once in a while, you would think you could just suck it up and take it.
Even if it was once a week, just suck it up. Life isn't hard enough. Let me make my life suck even more.
But many people do.
And get more upset about something I have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
Many people do.
Oh, absolutely.
Talk about control freaks.
Well, and I can say that in the moment, something will irritate me and it's like, ugh, but I don't hang on to it. It's like, oh, right, whatever, move on. But I think there are people like this that hang on to it all the time.
My parents drove us crazy for... The only reason they quit driving us crazy is my poor dad died last year. Couldn't drive us crazy anymore. Not just my mom's running to drive us crazy. She's my mom! You love your mom!
Pretty soon she won't be here either.
There's nothing you can do about it.
She won't be here after a while and you move on. Gotta go all crazy and get... mad and upset and come unglued because mom said this and dad said that and so-and-so said this. And
it just is what it is. People are crazy.
Well, the pastor said this or the neighbor said that. People get all upset about what other people...
Checker at the grocery store did that. She squished my bread.
Are you nuts?
For crying out loud.
But there are people who really get upset and hang on to all of this stuff.
Stop!
They really do. They get
Again, when you get upset about stuff you have no control over, stop. Get on your knees, stick your head in the toilet, and flush!
Stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll. Oh, just irritates me. Move on.
Okay. I'm trying to find one that's not going to just irritate you
some
more. They're all just going to irritate you now.
Life isn't hard enough!
See?
It's hard enough to control what you can control.
Yes.
I'm going to let stuff I can't control drive me crazy. I mean, if anything, you ought to be able to just let it roll off your back. Well, I can't control it.
Right. Well, that's a great perspective, but not a lot of people have it.
No, not a lot of people do that.
Like your friends. You can control your friends. I can see reacting more to your friends. But your boss, if your boss is a jackass, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Please do tell me.
Shut up, woman.
Yes. Tell us, please.
I mean, it is. What are you going to do?
You just deal with it.
Well, you can't control unless you get another job.
Your boss is also your father-in-law.
But short of that, it is what it is.
But there's just some things in every aspect of life that you just don't always like. They're sad to say, all you people who think it would be so wonderful having my job, there have been frequent times in 8 years that it's like, duh, drive me crazy. Can't stand it. Can't stand you. But you move on. What do you do? I love what I do, so I got to put up with the jackass of a boss sometimes.
You're fired. You're fired.
But
at least you're fireable.
I know. You're not fireable. But it's with your kids, with kids, teachers.
I know. I'm fired. I can't get anybody else to work for nothing.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, there's people that get upset about what the teacher said at school, what the lady at the bank said. I mean, there are people that just, everything upsets them.
Look, I get it. That stuff can upset you. I vent on this show. I'm venting right now over this stupid email.
Yes, you do.
But I promise you, it's not going to ruin my day.
No.
No.
Nor mine.
Show's done.
As soon as the show's done or something,
I mean, you can rant and have a fit in the moment, and then it's like, there's bigger fish to fry.
My in-law's an idiot. I can't believe he said to do this. And just rant. I rant all you want, but then just relax.
But I think they want it to stop. I mean, they don't like it, and they want it to stop.
Well,
but if it doesn't stop, that's where the freak out comes.
I want $1 million today.
Okay.
I may not get it. I'd say there's a high probability.
It's not going to be sitting on the doorstep when you come home.
Yeah, it could. The day's not over.
Probable, but not plausible.
I'm not helping you out with that.
So
yeah, why?
You don't understand. When we get in these positions, it's like a moral dilemma for me because I think, ooh, do I dig down and find the next one that's really going to hack him off and just keep it on
sure,
a roll?
Keep it on.
Or do I try to minimize it?
Nah, like, just give me whatever you got next.
When he's on a roll, he's on a roll. Okay, this one. I have been with my fiancé for 6 years now.
Oh, you are insane.
There's already a problem with the
she
six
gets
years.
A go button. Go button.
Well, I think keep the go button handy.
Listen to me, you people. You women. 12 months. If they don't give you a ring and set a date, at the end of 12 months, you dump their butts. You dump their butts and you move on. Is there? If he treats you this much like a piece of crap now.
For 6 years.
What do you think is going to happen when he says, I do? And then you'll be writing this show, crying your eyeballs. You're already saying right into the show. You're not even married yet.
Okay, just wait. It gets better. It gets better. She says, we dated.
6 years.
They dated for 1 year and then moved in together.
Oh, come on.
So they've been together in the same house for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Are you nuts?
He proposed 3 years ago.
Oh, my.
And has put off the wedding.
He's put it off?
He's put it off. He always has used the excuse that it would upset his ex-wife and that he's waiting for his mother.
Oh, my God.
And listen,
he's waiting for
his mother to like me because he wants her at the wedding. So apparently his mother doesn't like her, and if he marries her, mama won't show up.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Okay. Okay, she does say, I ended our relationship and moved out 3 months ago.
Good.
They've started going to counseling at the church for help for this.
Do they have kids?
Doesn't say that. And our pastor recommended that we move back in together
Your pastor is an idiot.
Instead of trying to do it while living in separate homes.
Go to a different church. What pastor encourages people to live in sin?
That's a good question.
What kind of pastor have you got?
He thinks that we can't work on our problems apart. You can only solve them by working together. So she moved back in a month ago. The problems are still there, and I'm struggling to make this work due to the issues with his mother, ex-wife, and need for sex. Apparently, he has a high need for sex or something.
Of course.
The pastor's saying if I move out, we can't work on our problems. My fiance's saying he won't work things out. If I am out of the house, is it time to say goodbye, or should I try to make it work, as the pastor suggested?
What do you even say to this? What do you even say
I've been
without
saying
blowing
it.
Your top?
I wish
go
you could
live
see the
in
look
sin.
On his face.
He has a high need for sex.
The pastor told him, go back and live together.
Sir, are you aware that they are not even married?
I wanted to ask her what kind of a church it was, but I figured it didn't even matter.
I'd like to know. I'd like to know if we can post it on the website and tell everybody to stay away from
it. Stay away from this church. Steer clear.
The pastor
do not
said
attend
that.
Here.
Really? That was quite shocking to me. I mean, really, I get all these emails, and I think just when I've heard it all.
I mean, the best thing we heard in that email is that she ended the relationship and moved out.
Yeah.
But then she moved back in.
Because the pastor told her to.
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Well, you know, when your pastor says something, a lot of people don't have the filter to know the pastor's
moron. Oh,
no,
I get it.
Did the pastor tell her to move out in the first place, or did she just have enough?
No,
how come she didn't go based on what she thought was right?
She moved out, and then they went to the pastor, and then that's when he recommended she move back in to work on things.
That was the wisest thing.
They won't be able to work on it if she's not there.
Clearly, dear, you do not value yourself.
Clearly not.
You just don't value yourself. Wow. He treats you like crap because you let him. He doesn't,
the whole six-year
he doesn't,
thing
he doesn't
right
value
off the bat.
You because you don't value yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say it's time to say goodbye.
6 years and dinking around.
Longer ago.
How's this not even a common law marriage by now?
Absolutely. Well,
the last days don't have that anymore.
Right.
Well, and it's supposed to be 7 years, right? And I don't even know if that applies.
So they've been screwing this guy's brains out for 6 years. Dear, you've...
Gosh. Ooh. I know.
You're doing so many things wrong. I don't even know where to start. I'm stumped.
The fact that he's postponed this. We need
my brain is completely shot.
Right.
Let's take a break. This one totally blew all the circuits in my brain and was like a 10 goat button response. We'll take a break. Be back right after this.
Listening to The Mark Gunger Show can drastically reduce your chances of becoming a repeat offender of marital and relational dilemmas in your home. Listen to The Mark Gunger Show Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at www.markgungershow.com.
It's here, finally. For years, Mark Gunger has been asked to create a product for teenagers, and the time is now. Sex, Dating, and Relating is the newest product brought to you by Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America. In this four-disc DVD set, Mark covers the topics of sex, dating, and relating in a straightforward and relevant way that teens will sit up and pay attention to.
And there's that one special cosmic being out there just for you. No, there's not. Okay? It is a bunch of hooey.
In partnership with national abstinence speaker Pam Stenzel, Mark and Pam tackle the topic of sex in a real way. Honest and to the point. Not just telling our teens what not to do, but why they should wait for marriage.
Students, you have a 4 times greater risk of contracting a disease today than you ever have of being pregnant. Pregnant teen girls in your state today are carrying, on average, 2.3 sexually transmitted diseases.
Sex, Dating, and Relating is perfect for parents and teens to watch together, for youth groups and school groups. It's all the information you wish you would have heard when you were young. Make sure your teenager gets this information before it's too late. To order your copy, visit us online today at laughyourway.com. Sex, Dating, and Relating. Give this gift of knowledge to your teen today.
Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there. Because truly what it boils down to for me, my experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I don't have another ace up right. my sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
Beautiful love, you are a mystery. Beautiful love, what have you done to me? I was contented till you came along, thrilling my soul with your song. Beautiful love, I've
run. You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show. This lady just sent an email where she's not experiencing beautiful love in any way, shape, or form. Guy she's been living with for 6 years, doesn't want to marry her, waiting for his mom
to like her. And he doesn't want to upset his ex-wife.
But yet he has an insatiable craving for sex.
Dear, dump his butt. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just get away from this guy. Okay, just look at him very calmly and gently and as compassionately as you can. Just say this.
Pick his this. Huh. And I don't mean on my rosy red lips.
Come on.
And me and you.
We're through.
And there's only one thing left for you to do. You just come on over here one last time. Fuck her up and close your eyes. And kiss her this.
Come on.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, kiss this. Goodbye.
See ya. Get away from him. And then start going to a church where they're not crazy, okay? Where they actually believe in the Bible. And quit screwing men, okay, dear?
Wow.
Quit screwing men, and you won't get in this problem. That's why you don't want to go down this path.
Oh, he's ungodly.
Just stop.
And make sure he follows through with his commitment after a
year. Start living right. Mm-hmm. You can't get right answers if you keep living wrong.
Say that again.
You can't get right answers if you keep living wrong.
People need to get that.
They don't get it.
They can live wrong and then still get
the right answer.
Yes.
Right, Mark Gunger. He'll give me the right answer.
You have to live right.
You got to live right.
first and foremost.
What you're doing is you're in the category of most people today. Women screwing their boyfriend's brains out, moving in with him, doing everything.
Oh, he doesn't marry me. I don't know why he doesn't marry me, and he treats me terribly, and I don't understand.
Listen, it's hard enough if you are living right. There's enough circumstances and things to life and relationships and just getting through this thing when you're living right.
I don't know how people do it. Because just life is hard enough, okay? I don't have near the complications these people have. And it's hard.
Right.
It is.
But when you got layer upon layer of crazy living, get away from him.
And then you wonder why it's crazy. You wonder why there's issues and problems.
Can you imagine a woman living with a guy and he tells you he won't marry you because I don't want to make my ex-wife mad?
Right.
And you're having sex with this guy?
He's more worried about his ex-wife.
I don't
want to
make my mom mad?
Yeah, those are like two really big red flags.
Huge.
Man.
Yeah.
Huge.
Well, the first red flag is screwing a guy. Second red flag is moving in with the guy so you can screw him more often.
Right. Third red flag is your pastor telling you to do so.
That guy's an idiot. And then you stay there while he gives you the excuse, well, I don't want to make my ex-wife.
Oh my God.
And so you do get married.
My
and
mom.
Then...
My mom.
My mom.
I can't marry because my mom doesn't like it. Mom. Mom.
Well, and then life will be hell if he does marry her because mom can't stand her.
Mom. Tell him to go live with his mom.
There you are.
He's a boy man.
Go
boy
back to
child.
Playing video games.
Get away from that idiot. Mm. Come on. You can't possibly be this silly. She can't possibly be. I know she's living, but she can't possibly, in her brain,
if
be
she
this
starts
silly.
Living right, I promise she'll look back on this and go, oh my gosh, what on earth was I thinking? If she ever gets to live right, she'll just think, where was my brain? How could I ever have done this?
All right. It's time for a song. For all you girls out there that life just sucks. Everywhere you go.
The boys won't let me be.
Yeah.
Woe is me.
Woe is me.
These guys treat me like crap.
I don't know why they treat me like crap.
When I met a man out in Hollywood, now I ain't naming names. When he really worked me over good, just like Jesse James.
Everybody.
Of course. He was a credit to his gender.
Oh, man.
Put me through some changes, Lord.
Because his mom wanted him to.
Wearing blender.
Because his ex-wife wanted him to.
Pitiful me. Poor, poor, pitiful me.
Everybody sing it.
Oh, these boys won't let me be. Lord, have mercy.
Man, my life is horrible. These boys don't treat me very well. I don't know why. I mean, I don't want to make their ex-wives mad.
I don't want to make
their moms mad.
Mercy. Down in Yokohama. Picked me up and it threw me down. He said, please don't hurt me, mama.
Yeah, don't hurt my mama. Lord have mercy.
Whoa,
whoa,
is me.
That's it. Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord Jesus, change it. Why is God letting this happen
have
to me? God has nothing to do with it.
Change these guys. Don't let them treat me this way. Help me, God.
This
has
got to be really one of the most religious, bizarre. Yeah, I know we get, like,
the worst,
but there were three, like, four or five major things in the bed. just were unstinking believable.
It's the song of all women today. All these women screwing their boyfriend. Not all of them. Majority, not all of them. Majority of them.
Do you know this song, Ross?
Nope, never heard it.
See, Martin never heard it either. That's Linda Ronstadt. I grew up with that song.
Up listening to Linda Ronstadt with Aaron Neville.
Oh.
Poor me. Poor. The boys treat me so bad. I do everything for them. I clean for them. I clean their clothes.
I cook. I have sex with them.
I have sex with them all day long. And I don't want to make their ex-wives upset. Or their moms.
Oh.
Poor me. Dump his butt. Get away from him.
And your pastor, too.
And your pastor. Get away from him, too. You had two bad men in your life.
I actually did start emailing and go, what kind of a church do you go to? And then I just deleted it. I'm like, it doesn't even matter. I started writing the email to ask her.
You should have.
Give us a name and address so we can warn everybody to stay away from that church.
Don't go there. Don't go
Hopefully it's not a place you've done a seminar at.
God, no way. You I don't care how word is.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Okay, very short question. Don't know if you have a short answer. She asks, is it a turnoff or appropriate if a female asks a male out? If it is appropriate, what is the best way to go about it?
How should I know?
It's okay for, I mean...
Sure, you can ask them
out. It's the whole who pursues question.
I know.
And a lot of churches and people say, no, that, you know, women shouldn't do that. It's too forward and all of that.
Yeah, I will say this, that if you pursue a man in the beginning, it will pretty much stay that way through your whole relationship, which I don't have a problem with.
And be prepared for that, though, because a lot of women aren't prepared for that.
In the relationship, you'll be the pursuer. Sexually, you'll be the pursuer.
You're the initiator on most things, honey.
I think that's fine. I don't think it's really fair to say that a man, I know ideally we say, well, a man should pursue. I know, but honestly, there's a lot of guys, if they left it up to their wives, they'd never get married.
Yeah.
I mean, if they left it up to themselves, they'd never get it. If they weren't for their wives stepping up and, you know, snagging the boy. But then if you come to a really confident man and do that, it'll turn him off.
Mm-hmm. Okay? If you would seem too aggressive, too assertive to a guy.
Yeah, to some guys. But a lot of guys, they would be thrilled. You come to some very unassertive guy. But then don't turn around, because here's what these women do.
This
they're
is
very
exactly
strong
what
women.
Happens.
They marry very soft guys.
Yep.
And then they get married and they're mad.
He doesn't
Why
initiate.
Isn't he more assertive? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't he?
He doesn't take me out on date night. He doesn't do it. He never did.
He never did,
honey.
Darling. You
he
did.
He never did. You always did all of this.
He never asked for sex. I always have to ask for sex. We've only had sex twice in the last year because it's the only time I asked for it. Stop. You're the initiator. That's fine. It is fine.
It is.
How to go about it? Well, I wouldn't say sleep with me on the first date,
don't do any of that. But I'm saying it's self-filtering.
Mm-hmm.
There are millions of guys out there, by the way, who are scared to death of women. Absolutely terrified.
Oh, they are.
There's a lot of guys that we're describing. They are very soft-natured, peace-oriented men. The girl is the one who steps forward and says, I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember, this is what you get. Don't do it and then get mad later because you married a soft guy who's very passive. All right? See you guys tomorrow.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.